Here is a message specifically for students. However, it is related to anyone trying to muster up the motivation to get something done that they are not excited about, they are not engaged in, but they know they need to get it done anyways. A few client stories that relate to this. High-performing athletes that do not feel as excited or as engaged with their schoolwork as they would like to be. And I said, what's it like when you pull out your math work? Why do you do it? And they say, everyone else wants me to do it. And I know I need to get it done because I want to get this scholarship. And I know I need certain marks. From my understanding, I see math now as a means to an end. I see no internal desire, not compelled to want to get this done. So we're constantly forcing ourselves to complete these tasks. Of course, I went a little deeper. And here is where we uncovered something very interesting. I said, are there times where you do enjoy it? Are there times where it is exciting? And they all said across the board, when I understand it. Now, right there, we see two different objectives. Getting the homework done to get it done for other people and as a means to an end, or for the pursuit of knowledge, the pursuit of something that's going to make them greater, stronger, more effective, more capable, and as I like to say, more dangerous up against the demands of life. I would argue that that is what all humans are after. Is the feeling of being powerful, of independent, effective. And so I said, next time you pull out your homework, what if you didn't make it about getting the homework done? You didn't make it about the specific paper that you had to complete or the readings that you had to do, but rather the pursuit of acquiring more skills and how that's going to make you more effective in the long run. Now, here's this incredible shift. We're no longer doing it for external reasons of just getting things done and keeping people happy. We're actually doing it because we have this internal drive, this desire, and things that feel good, we usually want to come back to. Now, I'm going to share a story of my own that I think other viewers of this video can relate to. So I want you to comment below if you did the same thing as me. When I was in grade 5, 6, 7, skateboarding was intriguing. Every day after school, even though I was busy, I had so many things going on, I would go out and skateboard. I had no plans of being a skateboarder. I had no plans of going to a skate park, doing anything like that. I just wanted to land a kickflip. I wanted to know that I could do it, that I was capable of flipping that board and landing on it. Yet there was no long-term plan. No one was telling me to do it. Yet I kept showing up. Even when I fell, scraped my leg, I kept doing it because I wanted that feeling, the competence to flip that board and land on it. There was endless motivation, endless desire to do it. But it wasn't a means to an end. It wasn't because someone else told me I had to. And it wasn't because anyone else was doing it. It was because internally, I wanted to know I had that ability. And there was endless motivation to do it. So maybe you can apply this little bit of a shift in approach to motivation to your life. Thanks so much for watching. Comments, feedback, stories of your own, please leave them below. Thanks for listening.